Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Andy.
Oh, hello there, Bob. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Like your T-shirt, protect and survive. So what are you protecting yourself from? And what's the nature of your survival going to look like?
Protecting myself from anything that could jeopardise my survival, I guess. It's a universal message, I think. We all want to be protected and we all crave survival. So I thought it would be nice to put it out there as a message for the world.
So is it a pro-military thing, you know?
Do you not recognise it? It's from the 1980s. Oh, it's from the nuclear attack warning program that the government issued.
Yeah,
and it told us all about how to camp out under the stairs in the event of an attack.
Yeah,
and Frankie Goes to Hollywood nicked some of it on the 12 inch of Two Tribes.
Oh well, that's fascinating information. It really is.
I could say more. I could go on if you'd like me to.
No, because
while we're on the subject of music, is there any music you've been listening to recently, Bob?
Andy, I've been knee-deep. No, cut that neck-deep in country music still.
Yeah?
Oh, man, I just can't shake it. So if you could play the little track, I've gone and written another song, you know.
Oh, why not then? Okay, here we go.
I've been listening to that country fucking music with a lukewarm Greg steak bake resting on my lap. I got blue drink sweat drops dripping down my forehead. Oh Lord, won't you please buy me a chicken wrap? I've been up all night singing country fucking music and rubbing my balls on the block of ice cold lard. My temple vein is bulging like a frog's throat, and my local pub just told me that I'm barred. I'm not honky, I'm not bright as a spark, I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows in the fucking dark. I've been injecting my mind with country music. Each song moves me more than the one before. If only I could buy myself a banjo, but there's only 19p in the kitchen drawer. I'm not punky, I'm not bright as a spark, I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on
shadow
in the fucking dark. Oh yeah.
Would you like to do a yee-haw, or can I do a yee-haw?
You go on, you can lob one in.
Yee-haw!
Very nice. Do you want a name, Andrew?
Have you got some choices for me?
I've got some choices, yeah, but the first thing I'm going to do is I've just got to throw my cat out of this room.
Okay. Live cat removal here on the podcast today. Possibly the first time we've had this.
Get back to my studio.
Off on an adventure.
Yeah, I've got a choice for you, Andy. You could be Carlos Enchilada. He lives in Gateshead with his brother, has a large Mexican moustache, and once claims to have thrown a fish taco at Lee Catamol. You know what you think
Whoa.
Of that? Pancho Espadrilles, Carlos's brother.
Right.
Clean shaven, regrets changing his name from Ron Bell. And the Coracle, his five hearts beat in a circular motion and his arse is carpeted.
Oh!
Any interest?
Is the carpeted arse external or interior?
It's externally carpeted, yeah.
Externally, okay.
It's on with head adhesive, not tin tacks. I'll tell you that
right,
much.
That's better. That would make for a really comfortable sit down. the carpeted arse.
Yeah.
Am I able to take Ron Bell that was mentioned in the description there of the second one?
Yeah, you can be Pancho Espadrilles, but in his original...
No, I want to be Ron Bell.
Hiya, Ron. How are we doing?
Is that all right? I mean, Ron Bell.
Yeah, that's why I just said, hiya, Ron. How are you doing?
All right, okay. Thanks very much. I've got three group names that you can be the lead singer of.
Okay.
First up is, and you can tell me what kind of music you think they'll play, if you like the idea of it.
I like
First one's Temporary Bus Stop.
Temporary Bus Stop. I don't want to be the singer. And I think they're a bit sort of retro jazz funk, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Speaking of the word funk, we've got Dial F for Funk as the second one. No, I think that's just a funk group, isn't it? It's got to
be. I think it's just a funk group, modern contemporary funk. No, thanks.
Oh, final one, Unexploded Bath Bomb.
No, that's indie, isn't it? College Boy
that's
indie.
I think they'd be quite angry, yeah.
So thanks for the offer, Andy. No, but I don't want to sing for any of them groups.
Oh, man, OK. Speaking of music and speaking of country fucking music, I just had a WAV sent through from John Omsk.
Oh, dear God.
Who, of course, is the renowned DJ. So I'll have a quick listen to that and we'll see what he says. Hi there and hello and bonne chance. I am John Omsk, DJ Pioneer. Audio shapeshifter and 45% shareholder in one of the world's leading providers of turkey teeth. I'm proud to reveal I have bowed to public demand and remixed the song Country Fucking Music from the podcast Atletico Mints. I stripped the track's elements down to their component parts on my living room floor, soaked them in petrol for 36 hours, and then reassembled them while blindfolded. Here is a small segment of the finished remix.
Not bad for John.
That track will be released on the world stage on 23rd of November, but only one copy will be issued on a tiny USB stick that will be placed in a seashell somewhere on the Iberian Peninsula. I am John Omsk. Try me out.
Well,
there we go.
I think I might try out a bit more, Omsk. Where's he from?
I'd like to hear the entirety of that track.
Yeah.
That wasn't enough for me.
Where's he from? We don't know, I suppose.
He's just from the world.
He belongs to the world, yeah. Just like grass or sand or whatever.
Birds. Yeah.
So, Infinity Rocket Plastics got in touch with me because they'd hot rocketed, or something like that, a Zoom call between three members of the British Manager's Lunch Club, Andy.
Yeah.
Sam Allardyce, Sean Dyche, and Steve Bruce. Sam and Steve were both on their yachts. And Dyche was in what looks like the bookies, from what I could tell. I'll play that for you, Andy, if you're ready.
Yeah.
Sam starts off, as always, "Welcome, brothers, and can I first of all give a huge call of appreciation to Mr. Steve Bruce for a beautifully executed destroying exit at West Bromwich Albion. You really are a master of your trade, sir, and £2 million for the Lunch Club coffers. Money. Talk us through it, Steve." "Ah, well, just the standard clouting out, basically, you know. Sold a couple of players who I realised knew what I was up to, complained about squad depth and quality to undermine morale, based me tactics on that mediocre Preston side of 1967, you know, and I just generally fucked about on eBay buying tacky gadgets and that when I should have been learning about the opposition. To be honest, one of the easiest I've ever done. Wanted a quick exit so I could take my yacht to the Med for the World Cup." "Excellent, man. In fact, great, man. Where do you think you might pop up next?" I've got my eye on Huddersfield. Sometime around Easter next year. Keep them up and sign a nice long-termer out again by Christmas for Turkey on my yacht. What about you, Sam? You've been out for a while. What are you up to?" I'm sniffing around a couple of Middle Eastern national teams and some African coastal nations. Somewhere with a good marina for me yacht, you know. Probably a consultancy with cash diverted to the Caymans. Need to be free by February, maybe March next year, so I can go and do a rescue and regression at Leeds or Leicester. I like the sound of that, Sam. You might have competition for those jobs, though, from Mr. Dyche here. Be a great opportunity for his first destroy and exit. Sean Dyche.
Sean Dyche. Yeah, be honest, I was hoping for the West Brom job, but they went for a foreign. I'm definitely circling that Leeds job. Reckon I could squeeze a 3-year deal out of them. Keep them up, extend it to 5, get Chris Wood and Phil Bardsley in, watch them plummet. Should be good for a 5 mil payoff.
That's
all right? Was that good enough, Dyche?
That's great, yeah. I thought I was in the room with him. That's a big club for your first clout and out. Maybe you should have taken the Borough job. They're a soft shut touch. Nice, gentle start.
I did try, but they wanted a manager with a good head of hair. So obviously, eight-man Carrot got the job.
Oh, you, Sam, you must be missing the pies, though, and the piss, and the guttering, and the hard standing down at Burnley.
Every day. The only other club with a similar vibe is Stoke, and I've spoken to Alex Neil, who reckons he should be gone by February. He's building a Spanish-style villa in Malta and needs to supervise the building works. So, with a bit of luck, I could slide in there and do a stabilise and die.
Well, I says, Sam, I wish you both the very best with those plans. Sorry, I've got to go now. The arms dealer on the next-door yacht is serving up some hot dogs in a conch. So, I am not missing that. All money. And they lick their lunch club badges live on Zoom. So they're still very plotting good. It. Poor old West Brom.
That West Brom with Steve Bruce, that just went exactly as everyone expected.
Yeah.
To the deer, I think.
Does he work again? Well, probably.
I think there's always one more in them. Do you know what I mean? There's always one more. When you're not expecting it, they'll come out of nowhere. I mean, Allardyce, like he says there, he thinks he's finished, but he's not. Someone will call for him.
Yeah, maybe he's bound for Leicester for the last 6 games of this season. Something
yeah,
like that.
Could be something like that. Yeah.
I've just come back, and we're just having a chat now, aren't we? I'm just not long back from Norway, right up the north of Norway, the Lofoten Islands. Absolutely stunning it was. And I had...
What are you doing up there, like?
Just went, you know, to see what's going on. When I was young, I had a jumper that was my dad's jumper, and I kept it till I was about 30. And then I lost it, and I've always wanted it again. Well, I went to a jumper shop in a little town called something like Scorch Spa or something. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those black and white Norwegian fisherman jumpers. Mm. And the place was like old-fashioned, and it was just jumpers everywhere. Like the aisles to separate things off were you know, columns of jumpers. Mm. So I was meandering around, and I came across this little... I'd have to say, not being unfair, like a little hobbit bloke sat behind what was basically a school desk, to be honest. Very large head, and he was wearing football shorts. A lot of them do up there. That you know, they don't seem to feel the cold at all. And I noticed he had a knee brace around his knee. You know, those sort of carbon fibre things with little belts, like you tighten around your knee to give it support.
It's one of the ones that's got a little circle in the front for the knee to peep through.
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah, but it's all adjustable and it's all about support. You know.
Yeah.
So I asked him if he had this black and white. I even had a photo of myself. Wearing it, and he laughed his head off, like you know, like I'd asked for a go on Mr. Blobby's clown car or something. But then he got up, walked off without saying a word, and he came back a couple of minutes later with exactly the jumper I wanted. And I asked if I could try it on. He laughed at me again, actually, but in a friendly enough way, you know, like I'd say, you know, like if I'd said something shit, like where if you can't beat them, join them. You might go, ha ha.
Yeah.
It was a bit like that.
You don't have to be mad to work here, but it helps.
Yeah. And good one. So I went behind the little curtain that was in the corner and took my jacket off. And then suddenly the curtain was pulled open. And there he was, stood there with a great big whaling hook in one hand and his knee brace in the other. He says, take off your hiking trousers and raise one leg onto the chair. Well, Andy, what can I do but comply? You know, he's got this wailing hood, a huge head.
Yeah.
You know, and...
trapped.
I didn't feel like I was the one holding the cards, you know what I mean?
No, exactly.
So I took all my pants off and I raised my foot onto a chair and he barked out. Now, insert this knee brace into your anus. He handed me the knee brace and then he put down the whaling hook and started to eat a cream horn. It's a nice cream cake to eat, isn't it? During a conflict.
When you're watching something like that, I guess.
I asked him if he would prefer it if I put the cream horn up me arse, and he said, Jesus, I'm some sort of sicko. Now start feeding the knee brace in. Well, just at that moment, Andy, a big blob of cream fell from the base of his cream horn onto the floor, and he bent over to wipe it up with his finger. So I took my chance, kicked him full in the face, and I ran past him. But as I did so, he grabbed me ankle. But I was able to pick up the whaling hook, and I started really, like, mashing his tits up with the pointy end of it, you know?
You're brave.
Yeah, he soon gave up, grabbed me trousers, and I'm out of the shop. So I'm really relieved, but a bit further up the street, I ran into the mayor of the town. You know, the town mayor is on the high street. And he was eating a chocolate shoe bun outside the butcher's. So I thought I should tell him what had happened. And when I did, he burst into laughter and said, Butika eri de majiva elska dem. Which I later found out means shop owners, you got to fucking love them. So did you think that story was a bit like the Norwegian TV series The Killing, you know, because that had a jumper in it and that?
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it? Yeah, but not a lot of cream cakes in that. So 50%, I reckon, maybe.
Oh, right, so a bit like The Killing, that story, isn't it?
A little bit like, yeah. I went down to London, speaking of going on travels and stuff. I went to London last week. I haven't been for ages. You know, not really much since COVID and all that. So I had a trip down. And I was near the Showbiz Centre.
Oh, right.
So I thought I'd call in or just, you know, see if I could have a look through the window, something like that, just to get a feel for the place. And I got there. This is about 11:30 in the morning. All locked up.
Right.
No sign of life at all. Weird.
Yeah,
Wednesday morning.
Think.
I thought, I assumed it would be open. No sign of life there at all. And I just heard this voice nearby. It just went, seen you.
Oh, God. Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn. I says, oh, God. He says, seen you there, laddie, poking your nose in where you're not wanted. I says, hello, Jeremy. I'm just having a look. You know, I've heard good things about this place. I wanted to see what it's all about. I'm trying to get a membership. Not really working out, but I just wanted to come by and, you know, see for myself. I says, what are you doing here anyway? He says, I'm here with my pal. We're members. VIP. I says, what, Billy Bragg? He says, no, not Bragg. And then this other voice came from round the corner, just went, I seen you.
Who's that?
What's that? It's King Charles.
Really?
The new king, who's with Corbyn. I says, hello, your majesty, what are you up to? He says, I'm recruiting talent for a new TV show I'm putting on the BBC now that I fucking own it. It's me, Jeremy here, and one other bloke, and we're going to test drive cars, and sometimes we'll do car stunts and that, but it'll all be very light-hearted. I said, no disrespect, Your Majesty. Are you sure? Because it sounds to me a lot like Top Gear.
It's like Top Gear, yeah.
Yeah. He says, yes, that's what I'm calling it, Top Gear. I said, well, that's a long-established format, to be fair. You can't just nick it. He says, I'm the fucking king now. I can do what the fuck I like. I says, all right, fair enough. He says, anyway, it'll be different. Because at the end, we're going to have a blank wall and the three presenters take turns to see which one can piss the highest up it. Oh, Jesus Christ. Corbyn weighs in. What's your best piss height, laddie? I thought, oh, for God's sake, I'm feeling quite oppressed at this point. You know, Corbyn's asking me how I act and piss. The King's nicking formats, left, right and centre. I just said, I don't know, a metre and a half. Corbyn went, ha! King Charles goes, you're in! Corbyn says, what? King says, shut up, you little prick! He's in! He's the third member of the team! So there you go. I'm now on Top Gear with King Charles and Jeremy Corbyn. It's going to be on BBC One. Yeah,
I mean, it might work.
I asked if that gets me Showbiz Centre membership. And Charles has said, that's not up to me. You'll have to ask Milky Jackson.
It's got to help.
No further
though,
forward.
Well, it's got to help.
No further forward on the Showbiz Centre. But, yeah, I'm on Top Gear.
The Prince Charles, Andy.
King Charles, Bob.
King Charles. I thought at first it was a genius, proper impression.
Yeah.
But then, did it veer into a little bit Tom Jones or something?
It went Neil Kinnock, I think.
All right. Okay.
Because of the Welsh. The Welsh influence over the years, maybe.
Well, it's very good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Andy, have you any interest in any of these? Just asking. These new resin-bonded driveways that you get. You know the ones where it looks like gravel?
The what?
Resin-bonded driveways. Have you seen it?
No.
No interest?
I'm kind of aware of it, yeah. Yeah. No, no interest in that.
No, not piqued your interest.
Why, are you selling them?
No, I just wondered if you liked them. I think they're quite a nice thing. Low maintenance, maybe. All right, then. Andy, I know you were like an early adopter. You're about 10 years ahead of it. But I've
can
now
I
got
just
me...
stop you there? Can I just ask you what would have happened if I'd said yes, I was interested in them?
I would have had a chat about them. You know, about choice of like grit size, you know, whether you mix the grit with the...
Can I pretend to be interested?
No, because I don't believe in the conversation anymore. 10 years ago, it must be something like that. You had an air fryer. Now the whole world's after them, yeah?
Pretty much, yeah.
As we know. Well, I've got myself a Corrison.
All right.
6.5 litre.
Right.
And I just wanted to chat around air fryer. Can I just tell you my first two big successes? I mean, obviously it can heat stuff, but my two big successes. Have you done fried bread in one?
No, I ain't done fried bread, no.
Oh, man, it's magnificent.
Talk me through the process.
Just get a slice of bread. Spray one side, spray it with olive oil, put it in for 2 minutes, turn it, spray the other side with olive oil. Whoa.
Right.
I tell you, Andy, it's a sensation. And the other thing is I'll send you a photo if you want.
Please, yeah.
Is I did a whole chicken in it, 40 minutes, perfect.
No, where?
Way.
What size chicken are we talking? Small, medium,
perfectly
large?
Perfectly decent chicken. I don't know what they are.
Just
2 pounds.
Mid-range, yeah.
4 ounces, I don't know. Cooked
right.
It perfect.
Yeah, 40 minutes.
So,
and
you know,
the skin crispy.
Oh, it was amazing, Andy. And it, you know, I thought it might dry it out, but it didn't. It was beautiful. So, have you got a favourite that you do, or you want to add to this conversation, or you're not feeling it?
No. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna throw you a curveball.
Go on, then.
Because what I did the other day was I roasted some a butterfly leg of lamb.
Right.
And when it came out of the oven, as soon as it came out of the oven, before I left it to rest for 25 minutes, I got a white bread bun and I dipped it in the juices.
Yeah.
And I had a fistful of that, and my God, I haven't done that for decades, and it was delicious.
Is that nice? Tell
oh,
you what,
God, yeah.
It's not a cheap cut, but it is delicious, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not a cheap cut. But the thing is, if it was just me and my son, so it was enough for both of us.
Wow.
So there's no point getting more for cheaper and chucking it. You can't have lamb the next day. I don't think you can have. You can't have cold lamb. It's too fatty.
No, I've no. It's interesting. Is it the only meat that's not available cold? Really. I like a bit of cold chicken, cold beef. Oh, cold pork, it's all right.
Yeah,
it's
no, like, I'd have cold pork. Yeah. And cold chicken with some chips is just... Mwah, yeah. Salad cream on... Oh.
So I think you've enjoyed that topic a bit more than... Certainly yeah. More than resin-bonded driveways, I think, Andy.
With hindsight, I've got no regrets about what I said.
Okay.
About the resin driveways, so, yeah, thanks for that.
The third... I've no knowledge of this area, but it seems to have crept up on me recently. You know this gut health thing? You know, keeping the good bacteria and all that?
Yeah.
I just heard this week some professor saying that the very shiny surface that's on all your blood vessels that allows the blood to slip through easy, that's gets knackered by cholesterol and by nicotine, gets little pit holes in it. And it said that they've just recently discovered that if you get your gut health right, there is a mechanism that comes from your gut bacteria that can repair your blood vessels.
All right.
And that's a big deal, that, Andy.
I think so.
And I've also heard a recent story of it being a cure for Crohn's disease. So, look, Andy, I've no knowledge here, but I'd like to encourage all our listeners and yourself to maybe take this gut health thing quite seriously.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it seriously yet, but it might be worth looking into.
What steps do you think you'll take to improve your gut health?
I know that not in this country, but in America, you can get a little pill which is actually made from the shit of someone who's got perfect gut health.
Oh, okay.
And that gives you their bacteria, you know.
But that sounds nice.
I mean, that's something to look into, isn't it? Tablets of human dirt.
Imagine how pristine their shit must be.
Yeah, must be beautiful, mustn't it?
God.
They're the modern equivalent of the knight that's got the shiny armour, you know. But they've got they've got the good shite.
The shiny shite.
Yeah. So I'm just encouraging in a general sense, have a look at it, see what you can do about it.
Sometimes I have them little yoghurts that are good for your gut health.
Yeah.
The ones that look like little milk bottles and they've got the foil top on. And you just have a swig of them. I sometimes have them.
Yeah. Well, good lad, but I've got a feeling...
Thanks.
If we look into it, there's probably better things. It could be turnip, could be greened. Do you still have your green drinks?
No, I ran out.
And that's it. You said you were on here a few weeks ago saying, oh, yeah, I feel a lot better really quickly. And then now it's just, you've forgotten it.
Yeah, well, they didn't send us any more, did they? So.
All right, tight ass.
Hello, listeners. This next section is brought to you by TNT Sports. And this season, you can stream exclusive UEFA Champions League and Premier League football on TNT Sports. And in celebration of the start of the new season, we've been asked to dive headfirst into everything we're excited to get back to now the football is back. Now, Bob, have you got a kind of a football watching ritual that you deploy when you're at home?
Yeah, when I'm at home, I've got a special seat with extra wide arm.
Oh,
is
lovely.
It called an arm stand?
Yeah.
Armrest?
Yeah, armrest, yeah.
Storing
important snacks
game
on.
For storing the snacks on, yeah. If it's an important game, it's hot dog, Andy. You know, that's the only way to kick off an
full
important
length
game. What do you mean by full length? I mean, I like a tinned hot dog, so I don't know what that is.
So what are the ones you get in the jars, which are kind of like a stadium length. Not the length of a stadium, but the kind you'd get in a stadium or or slash cinema.
Yeah, I mean, hot dogs, they run through my football experience, Andy. You know, I always like to try one at an away ground.
Yeah.
The further north you go, I think probably the meat products are a little bit tastier at the grounds. I reckon.
Yeah, I think that's something to do with distance from the equator.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
I look forward to going to away matches, Andy, you know, because I generally go with me sons.
Right.
So it's fabulous, you know, because I'll get to spend 8-9 hours with them, which is very precious.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that very much.
Your son's kind of not really want to spend much time with you otherwise.
Otherwise, they seem a bit reluctant. Yeah. But football, you know, the football brings us together. Whether it's live football or watching on the telly, Andy, because, you know, we all gather around with our various snacks.
That's what I've got now. Football now, it's a social thing as much as anything, because my son, who I've took to the Sunderland matches since he was like 4, he's now at the age where he's drifting away from me in other areas and doesn't want to be around me all that much, so I'm losing him. But we've still got our season ticket, and he wants to go to away games this season. Because he used to go to a drama class on a Saturday, and he stopped doing that now.
Right.
So Saturdays are free, so we're going to try and get some away games. There's that. It's like going to the match is a thing where you catch up with your mates, and you don't do that in other areas of life so much anymore, because everyone's busy.
Yeah, that can happen.
So
that can happen as you get older, Andy, can't it?
So yeah, football's really important when it comes to that kind of thing. Have you got any food rituals? I just keep coming back to food again. Have you got any food rituals when you go to a home game or go to a Borough game?
Yeah, very much so. It's like one of those superstition ones as well. When I get to Weatherby Services, mm-hmm. I pull in and I get myself a certain brand of pasty mm-hmm. and a very weak lemon drink. And I enjoy it as a food anyway, but it's kind of become, a good luck thing as well, kind of thing.
I've got a very specific roast meat sandwich van close to the Stadium of Light, and no other will suffice. And the queue, it's quite popular because it's very high quality, and the queue is always very long, and my son always complains, but it has to be done, because
complain when he's munching on it, does he?
Beef sandwich with gravy as you enter in the turnstiles is just it's a beautiful thing. And have you got any rituals when you're watching at home?
Yeah, when I'm watching at home, I've got another little ritual, which is if it's my team, I light a little tea candle, you know, next to a picture of me cat that passed away, I was very fond of. And I'd light that exactly on kickoff. And it occasionally works, Andy, you know.
It sometimes works. Do you find yourself, when you're watching your team at home, do you find yourself taking to your feet and standing up for a lot of it rather than sitting down?
No, I leap up if we score.
Right.
But generally, no, I'm quite sedate. Think of my age, Andy, you know what I mean?
I find myself pacing up and down sometimes when it's my team rather than...
Do you like to go watching in pubs, clubs and so on, or do you prefer your own home, your city?
Oh, my own home now, yeah, at my age, yeah. I like familiar surroundings.
The thing that puts me off sometimes going to a public place to watch is you suddenly find out that some of the people you're with don't care quite as much about the football as you do. And they start treating it like a normal night out in the pub.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you don't want to tell them to shut up because it's rude, but you're watching the football, you know?
Yeah, completely.
You get them characters.
Yeah, I get that. One thing's for sure, my excitement levels are peaking ahead of the return of the football. So remember, Bob, this isn't just sport, this is everything. With TNT Sports, you get exclusive UEFA Champions League and Premier League football, along with the best of rugby, boxing, UFC, WWE, MotoGP and more.
So stream TNT Sports on Discovery Plus or watch TNT Sports channels on BT, Sky and Virgin Media. Subscriptions required, aged 18 plus, terms and conditions apply. Can I do a Crime Files, Andy?
I suppose you could, yeah?
Crime Files. Crime Files, that's a voice, isn't it? Really?
Crime Files, isn't it?
Who's that? Crime Files. Anyways, the peaceful Leicestershire village of Market Harborough is a small, thriving community famous for its music, theatre and, of course, its twice-monthly market held in the beautiful Georgian town square. Recently, it was voted the best place to live in the whole of the UK. That will undoubtedly change, however, following the terrible events of June the 15th, 2022. A little bit like a Tommy Squeaker, that one, wasn't it? Hidden just off the town square, in a narrow alley, you will find the nonsense potter Neil Hunt manufacturing and selling his nonsense pieces in his nonsense pottery. On June the 15th, he was sat in the front showroom mixing a glaze for his nonsense goblets decorated with images of foxes pointing crutches at baby strollers. The doorbell rang, and into the shop strode Mr. Wade Rooney. Neil took one look and responded, "I don't need any cheap potatoes, thank you, and nor do I need any tiles replaced on my roof. Thank you and goodbye."
"Hey, hold on, and that. I'm a customer, and I'm looking for a nice bit of nonsense pot to celebrate the wife's victory in court and that and this and them as well."
"Do you have any money? You know, actual real money, not bits of old scrap and vegetables that you want to barter with. My pieces aren't cheap, you know."
"Yeah, I'm as flush as a rabbit's pouch. I'm an ex-footballer, and I've just won a big court case and that, and what and how and why and then and that."
"Interesting. What sort of piece are you after?"
"The biggest, most expensive lump of nonsense that you have in the shop, and that, this, what, when, and yes, you know, that'll do nicely."
"It's a shame you didn't come in a month ago. I had a huge nonsense pottery prawn holding a microscope in its largest hand, over 3 foot high and costing £10,000. Sold it to some bloke with a fancy attitude and an east-facing chin."
"Ah, oh, that's a shame. Colleen loves large prawns and microscopes. That would have been perfect and that 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 and that."
At that moment, the doorbell rang and in walked Leicester City channel running striker James Vardy.
"Oh."
In his arms, he was carrying the 3 foot nonsense pottery prawn vase. Wade spotted him and shuffled sideways to hide behind one of the display cabinets. "Neil,
what do you want? And you'd better want something, as I'm busy with a rich bloke who likes his nonsense pots."
Vardy, "Yeah, calm down, Mr. Potter. You know, live in the moment. Be present. Let's really listen to each other and feel each other's energy."
"Those words are sickening. Have you broken the prawn piece or something? Because I don't do repairs. Too time-consuming and there's no profit in it."
"No, the vase is fine. It's just as it left the shop, but I've had a bit of a financial hiccup this last week and I wondered if I could give you it back and have a refund, you know, because at the end of the day, we're all brothers under the chin, you know."
"I'm not your brother and I haven't got a wayward chin. It was printed quite clearly on your receipt that there are no front refunds ever given, even if the piece dissolves, just as you leave the shop. Now, get out of the studio and go and poke your chin down some other hole."
Vardy approaches Neil Hunt with the prawn held high. He grabs Neil around the neck and starts to force the long eye pipe of the prawn into Neil's nostril. "Listen, Mr. Nonsense. Oh,
sorry.
My words may
sorry.
Sicken you, but I have youth and strength on my side. If you don't agree to a refund, I will force this long eye thingy right up your snout, and the microscope attachment will be rubbed against your eye until you plead for chin-giveness."
Stop that, you're hurting my potting eye. Do you not know who I am? I'll have you know my brother's dentist has access to titanium drill pieces, and my cousin is a forester who can get me, you know, those ants that bite the living shit out of you. Do you hear me?"
Vardy forces the long eye thingy further up Neil's nose. "Yeah, but they're not here now, are they, Monsieur Pot-Pot? Now, how's about that refund?"
Why is it always little old me? Every second Sunday, I give out reconditioned Bibles to the wayward and the fallen. And I once looked after a neighbour's bin collection when he was shitting pork crackling for a month. I'll give you £5,000 refund. That's as far as I could go."
"That's a deal, Mr. Pot-Pots. You see, that wasn't so difficult, was it, in the larger sphere of things?" Neil transfers the money to Vardy on his phone app. And at that moment, Wade Rooney pops out from behind the display cabinet.
"So, Vardy, we meet again for the first time without the constraints of the courthouse and that and that. And I must say, You're looking a little bit worse for wearing that.
At that moment, Santi Cazorla pops his head around the door.
Hey.
Santi, hey, everyone! I got streamers, balloons, squeezy string, luminous shit ape hands, big fingers. Who wants a party? I love to party.
Fuck off, Santi.
Okay, why so serious, though? Honestly, life is too short to not party. Losers, ha-ha-ha, ha-ha-ha. Party, I love it.
I have nothing to say to you other than I respect all that you have achieved and bear no malice towards you and your loved ones. May everyone and everything rest in peace.
How much do you want for that prawn pottery, man?
£10,000. It's in perfect condition, exactly as it left the shop, apart from a bit of potter snot on the long eye thingy, which in my eyes only adds to the seafoodness of the piece.
I'll take it, lad, and that and that and that and then some.
Wade picks up the prawn, raises it above his head and smashes it onto the floor, breaking it in over 142 pieces.
Fuck.
Vardy looks on, shocked, as Wade says,
I've enjoyed doing that in front of your easterly chin. Seems like a waste of money, but it was worth every penny and that and that. And don't pass to Vardy and his useless channels.
Listen, we'll meet again, Wade, and next time I hope we are on our own, away from the prying eyes of journalists, Bob Mortimer and nonsense potters. Goodbye for now.
Hey, Potter, I've just had a great idea for Colleen. Could you look up a vase in the shape of a pointy 3-foot easterly based chin with for sale written on it?
Yes, if you have £5,000 to spare.
Oh, I do, la.
After Wade had left the shop, a tear began to form in the potter's eye.
That's £15,000 I've made today, enough to buy a 2019 Octavia estate. I'm Neil Hunt and I'm loving my life.
So that was Crime in Market Harborough.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah, very
Rooney
good.
Rooney rubbing his court success in his face there a bit, Andy, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Dancing in front of the defeated Jamie Vardy. But Vardy continues to play on, albeit in the channels these days.
Strictly channels, yeah.
That's that
anything
about
else?
It for this one. I think that's about it. Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I've been coughing a little bit. I'm not well. But,
no, you're not well,
yeah,
Andy. You've done well. You've done well to attend, to be honest. Good for you. Good on you.
I know you didn't ask about my health, but I mean,
well,
I thought it was obvious.
There's nothing I can do, but look into that gut health. Maybe have a quick look into resin driveways. See what you think.
I will.
We could chat about it. And above all, Andy, please try some fried bread in your air fryer.
I'll do it right now, Bob.
Okay. Report back.
Right this minute.
Goodbye, sir. Cheers, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.